Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Mark Wedemeyer, and he's co-chair of the Salvation Army Bell Ringers for Atlantic. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day again. Well, you know, we've got some winter coming.
Might be our last.
Yeah.
Fun day for a few days anyway.
Whatever. You know, it's Iowa, it's winter, and we've been very fortunate.
Yeah, we take what we get.
That's right. All we can do is talk about the weather. We can't do much else about it. But talking about weather, there could be a few people out there getting a little chilly, but they're warm at hearts, and a lot of people walk by are also warm at heart. Let's talk about the Salvation Army Bell Ringers. When is that happening?
Well, we're doing, starting last Saturday, we're doing 4 Saturdays in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working from 10 to 4, taking 2-hour shifts. And
where are they located?
Well, we've Hy-Vee is the part that Dave Hancock takes care of, okay. And he's co-chairman. And then I take care of Walmart and Fairway.
Okay.
And we have 2 doors at Walmart. And our first day that the bell ringers were very happy and said people were very gracious. And we hope that will continue.
You bet, because you've got a few more Saturdays to go. But I understand you've got, right at this point, you've got all the bell ringers you need.
Well,
unless somebody,
I guess if somebody really wants to do it, we can put on doubles.
And someone said to me, you know, that might be okay, because then you can take shifts.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially when it gets cold.
That there are some spots that are kind of cold, and if people would, you know, they could stay warmer.
Yeah, bring a partner.
You betcha. Yeah.
So if you'd still like to do this job, give you or Dave Hancock a call, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, why do people want to do this? Do you have any reports yet, Mark? I mean, you're new at being co-chair. People have called you. Why do they do it?
I guess it just makes them feel good. They think it's a better way to help the poor than through their taxes.
Uh-huh.
It goes directly, and there's very little overhead for this organization, so it works out really well.
Yes, and you know, I've done it a couple of years. I'm on the schedule again, and you know, it's fun to see who's coming and going, and most people, you know, at least say hi. Maybe they have another little thing. So it's just kind of fun to see people out there shopping.
Yep, and it's good to have people that are known around the community doing it, like yourself. That just helps people to look at it and say, by golly, they're doing it, I'll help out too.
And I think it helps maybe keep that local face, as you said, and that's really important for this. This money stays
right here. In the county. We do some work with all the schools, and the principals get some money for some of the kids that really need some extra help.
Maybe some gloves, mittens, who knows? I mean, I'm sure.
Tennis shoes,
yeah.
Sports things that,
uh-huh,
you know, that they need for, that their parents can't afford to give them.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
And
shop with a cop. That's they'd help the policeman take certain families out, and they shop too. So.
And I think that's a great activity. I was just thinking about that the other day, that, you know, there are lots of organizations that give gifts to families, to kids. But this way, the kids are out there shopping for somebody else, right?
Exactly. And I've never seen it occur, but I've heard that it's quite a sight.
And I'm guessing a lot of those kids don't have dollars that they usually get to spend on somebody else. And I'm guessing a lot of them are as excited about that as they are about getting a present.
That's probably a big day for those kids.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing you do. Now, that's a really timely thing, because it's Christmas. But this money is used all year long.
Yeah, it is used all year long. And it's generally Teresa Canning. Actually manages the money, and it goes through her office, and she works with all the different organizations that want to contact her and have help for some special people.
And so does this money go, like, if there's somebody stopped in town and they run out of gas and they need to go into, does any of this money go to that kind of situation?
That is one of the things. I don't know if you'd want me to list things.
Yeah, let's talk about some more things.
We do meet at the food pantry. We assist low-income families with athletic shoes in partnership with Brown Shoe Fit. Shop with a cop. And Family Dream, as I talked about earlier, alternative school students, they get they help them get appropriate clothing for going to interview for a job. And
so that's long lasting when you talk about something like that. That's not just for the moment. It's something that's going to wear out in a way. I mean, it's clothes, but. Who knows what that job's going to lead to? That's pretty exciting stuff.
Well, you know, they've never had a job, most of them, before, and their instructor helps them figure out what's appropriate dress to go to an interview, mm-hmm. And we help them out to get what they need.
Right.
So and the parent teacher program, meeting supplies, local school principals meet with, you know, some of their students' needs, and mm-hmm. those are the basic things that we have that we're really working with.
And putting a child through school anymore, starting with kindergarten, is pretty expensive, right, Mark? You've had that experience?
Yeah, they say it is. It's more so than it used to be, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's a list that the kids get when they start school and say, you got to have all these things. So it's not... cheap to put a child through school, I think. There's just so many things they need. You mentioned the athletic supplies, but there's lots of other things, too, they need. So this is great. And, Mark, one of the great things, I think, when people put that money in the bucket, well, they're doing it because somebody there is standing ringing the bell. But hopefully we think about this is helping somebody out.
And a lot of the people that come by and put money in, will say, this helped me out.
Ah.
So.
Turnabout, huh?
Right. Yeah. I want to give back to the organization that helped me.
Oh, that's great. That's another one of those great stories. You know, I wonder if anybody's written a book about bell ringers, because there's so many great stories.
I bet there is.
There surely is.
I haven't read it.
I haven't either. I don't know about it. But... through time, and every once in a while you hear about they find a $100 bill or they find a gold piece that's worth a lot of money and so on. And those are really exciting. But those pennies, nickels, dimes, they add up, don't they, Mark?
They do. Yeah, last year under Dwayne McFadden, they raised over $10,000. So, I mean, that's a pretty high standard to me.
Yes. So you've got a good goal set there, I'm sure. Got to reach that and more. But that means a lot of people are going to have to reach in their pockets. And
yep.
And
I'm sure they're going to have to help us multiple times. And that's great. You know, the kids love to, when their parents give them the money to put it into the bucket, that they just come running up and grab the handle and they stick their money in, and it's fun to see.
And another great lesson for kids.
It is.
Yeah, that experience. And yes, you're right. The parents encourage them, now put that money in there, and
Yeah, we've had a couple of high school students that have done the bell ringing already, and we've had some children help their mother. And
great.
And it's kind of neat. They get an education. They understand that there are some kids that don't have everything that they have. So.
And that old thing about giving is better than receiving. Well, sometimes we question that, right? But but at least if we go halfway, I think that's a good step in the right direction. So, Mark, you mentioned that right now all your slots are full. But if somebody still wanted to volunteer and help out, how would they do that?
They just give me a call, and I would find some time, and I'm sure there are going to be some cold days. Last Saturday was a beautiful day.
Be really nice to have a partner out there when it's really
right when it's really cold. It would be nice to have a partner and I'll put them in a slot that fits with them, and they'll get a chance to meet somebody that maybe they've never met before.
Exactly, another good point. So there's just so many positives about this program, the Salvation Army Bell Ringers in Atlantic, and of course we see them all over. And remember, you have several more Saturdays here to go, 14th, 21st, and the 7th. You've got three more Saturdays, and have that change ready, or those dollars, or whatever, and every time you go by.
And there is a this Friday, all the real estate people are doing it.
All right. So
they're doing it at IB and Fairway. So you will see all of those people. Bill Gross is chairing that for the real estate people.
If somebody wanted to write a check, who did they make it out to?
Salvation Army.
All right. Pretty simple, Mark.
Real simple.
All right. Yep. We've been visiting with Mark Wedemeyer about the Salvation Army Bell Ringers for Atlantic. And remember, if you want to participate, you can do that by being a bell ringer or just putting your money in the pot. We want to thank you very much, Mark, for coming in.
Well, thank you for visiting with me.
Till next time, here's the thought. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion.